Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. We're kicking off the second hour here on this New Year's Day edition of the program. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris.
So you can bring up whatever you want. I was just talking in the chat room on our Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm where there are a number of critics, libertarian critics who really just don't like the idea of moving for more freedom. They think that New Hampshire has been a failure. The New Hampshire freedom migration has been a failure because there are restrictions on COVID here.
Well, screw them. Let's throw them out and get some new fans.
I mean, if all you care about is COVID, yeah, it's a failure. But if that's not all you care about, and you care about freedom, it's not a failure. We've got 30 representatives, in the House. We've mm-hmm. increased that from the last election cycle from 24. It's only been going up. There's only been
But more, their argument is that the representatives were not able to stop this.
Well, of course not.
Well, the representatives won't be able to stop
there's
this.
There's 400 representatives.
The people who
we don't have enough yet to stop it.
Yeah, there aren't enough, and the game is rigged.
Right.
Okay, so the thing is, the point of having people playing the game is that it gives you voice.
It gives you an opportunity
to speak. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for when I run for office.
That's the great thing about a migration movement is that it enables us to outmaneuver the status quo.
And outshout them.
Right.
I mean, imagine if 2,000 of us showed up at Sununu's house.
They're not.
Are they going to be out there writing tickets? I don't think so.
They're not prepared for a scenario where people actually move because the average individual that they're used to having to deal with will not move for freedom.
And they sure won't do anything
right.
about freedom.
But the people who move to New Hampshire are active individuals because
yes.
they've moved. They're willing to sacrifice. They're willing to get up and move to a place where their vote will count.
So it screens out the weak, and that's a good
Absolutely.
Thing. It does make it difficult because, of course, you need some rank-and-file people mm-hmm. who, you know, I mean, half of the people in the world are average or below.
Sure.
So, you know, if you can't appeal to those people, you're going to lose on the numbers. And so, you know, I think that's something that we need to improve. There tends to be an elitist sound to the way people talk about anarchy that I think we need to let it go. We need to change it a little.
Well, I mean, I think you're talking about the left basically criticizing.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, I grew up going to Grateful Dead shows. You know, and, you know, hippies, they like build stuff themselves. They make stuff themselves. They're little agorists, you know, most of them.
Yeah.
And then there's the socialist hippies who are a different kettle of fish, but they're both there, you know. And the thing is, one group of people is actually very closely aligned with us.
I think one of the things that the folks and the critics don't understand is that there's real power in migration, in gathering people
right.
of a like mindset together. There's not only the value of just having a community of people, like last night we had, you know, 70 or so people that were hanging out together at an amazing New Year's Eve party, and the police, they knew we were there because we were right on Route 101.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't
and
miss
they
us.
Were, oh, they knew we were there.
And
they were driving
disc-
up and down that road all night.
Yeah, and there were disco balls that had bright lights
yeah.
being shined at them and spinning I mean, around. And so if you were driving by,
you could hear the party
yeah, yeah.
going on from the road.
Ian was at the party all night, and you could see his balls through the window, and the police still wouldn't come.
They weren't my balls. They were basically
balls were those?
They were Space Disco's balls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was Derek J's balls. Groovy.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're very pretty.
Singularity is accusing me of lying about what the people in the chat were saying. Well, I don't feel like I was, but if you want to call in, I mean, those chatters are always free to call in, but they love being in the peanut gallery where they just,
yeah,
you know,
I would love to hear, I'd love to hear from somebody else to call in and tell us what you think.
Tell us what we're talking
about. We should send them some monkeys because monkeys love peanuts.
I have to say, your perspective seems to be what I have heard them say repeatedly in that chat room. So yeah. I'm not sure what they said, you know, what he's referencing that was wrong, because maybe there was something that was a little bit different in this particular set of...
But they say this crap all
the
time.
Yeah, they say this stuff all the time. Yeah. So, well, you know, call in and tell us what is he
wrong
about.
Don't always like being weeded out, and sometimes they have to tell you why those grapes were sour anyway.
Let's go to somebody else who's here in New Hampshire, one of the earliest movers. Dave Ridley is on the line with us from Ridley.
Riddle me that.
RidleyReport.com. Hey, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we're not competing with perfect here.
No, it's not going to be an easy road, and we have.
But we don't have to be perfect. No. We just have to get to a point where, you know, we have some influence, and then maybe we can, you know, move the target higher, right? You know, the target is it's not that high of a target right now, and we can move that up and make it even better. But you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, just being able to stand up against the really stupid tyranny.
Absolutely.
You know, if we could actually gather 1,000 people as opposed to having 4,000 here but busy with other things, if we could actually gather 1,000 people at the State House when we needed to, we wouldn't need to do it very often.
Mm-hmm. Ridley, what were you calling about?
Okay, so around September, I did a video, really just a glorified podcast, where I was talking about what happened to your co-host, Aria, where she was vandalized.
Oh, during her...
Oh, my God, they broke Aria?
During her sheriff's campaign, she had her car tagged with the word fag and spray paint of a penis on the side of her car. And they also slashed her tire and slashed the top on her convertible.
Oh, but they didn't actually vandalize Aria.
Not that I know of.
Oh, good.
So as a result of me doing this video, about 2 months later, YouTube deleted the video and warned my account, my YouTube account, Ridley Report. YouTube.com/Ridley Report.
For what? Did they say why?
I was just reporting what had happened, you know, and obviously objecting to it, objecting to the vandalism. And, YouTube accused that podcast of harmful or violent content, was what they called it.
Really? Well, he was reporting on harm and violence.
You know,
that's not allowed anymore.
This is why I am so adamantly against centralized solutions.
Yes, get your own server, Dave.
And they put it in the hands of a few, and then the rest of us, we just gotta take it. And that's not right. We need to move off of these services. Move off of YouTube. Move off of Facebook. Move off of, you know, any centralized service, basically.
See, what Dave needs is a producer. Dave needs a producer to set up the machine and to sell the advertising for him.
If you go to ShireSociety.com, I'm uploading the original versions of each video in question.
To where?
They're on BitChute.
That's not me. That's not me.
Oh, okay. As a matter of fact, dude, give me a call offline, and I'll give you some space on my web server.
But isn't BitChute another centrally...
Centrally owned if they're not owned by you.
Yeah.
They're either owned by you or somebody else.
Dave, did you say you were also uploading to libraries somewhere?
Yes.
Okay, that's the way to do it, because that's a decentralized video system.
But you still have to have your own server space in order to make sure that you're always pinned.
That is optimal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, there's more to the story. Later, I guess it must have been 2 weeks later, I did another podcast, equally innocuous, basically just bouncing ideas around about how to get along with China, how to avoid a war with China, how to stand up to China. You know, but it was pretty mainstream, you know, just foreign policy discussion. And that video then, about a week ago, that got deleted. And they escalated their status, they escalated their strikes against my account. they say that it's a full-blown strike on my account. I was banned from uploading for 1 week, and
wow.
Presumably...
Alex Jones called it InfoWars.
Hold that thought, Dave. If you got more to say there, hang on. I want to make sure you have a chance to get your thoughts out. This is Free Talk Live with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by D.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio. studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. It is cryptocurrency that makes it super easy to set up your own masternode, which is a special node on the network that provides certain services in return for some compensation. And you can set your masternode up simply by downloading the Divi full node client. Go to DiviProject.org. Oh, and you do need to have some Divi in order to do that. In order to get Divi, you can buy it on exchanges, or better yet, buy it straight from the Divi team. Just connect with them via their Telegram channel through DiviProject.org. You'll find a link there. That's DiviProject.org. We go back to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you were telling us that YouTube has targeted your channel. Now, you've been on YouTube for more than a decade, I think, at this point, and you have thousands of videos up there. You're kind of like a one-man TV journalist, basically.
I'll tell you what, when I was doing activism, more people walked up to me and said, "Hey, I saw you on the Ridley Report," than anywhere else.
You know, this is the crazy thing is, if Ridley is like one of these characters, like if there was anybody, you know, that you could say, you could put them up on a stand and say, well, you know, they're not going to get taken down even with these, you know, rules, right? These arbitrary rules that, you know, YouTube decides on. It would be Ridley. He's not this particularly, he's not like a racist. He's not, you know, a bigot. He's not a violent, pro-violence. He doesn't do any of those things. So, you know, when you start seeing people like him being taken down, you know it's bad.
It's
you
bad.
Know
yeah.
that there is a, you know, information war sort of thing. I don't like the word necessarily because of how it's been used with Alex Jones. But
it's exactly it's really what's there. Going on. They are at war with you for your mind. They're trying to destroy your mind, you know.
Ridley, take us back. You were trying to complete the story. They targeted your channel for what was essentially a video blog where you just sort of opined about some issues, about some news that was transpiring. They blocked you for some temporary amount of time, and then they came at you again?
So they blocked me for this second video, which was, they called it a strike. I don't know why they deleted the video. I don't know why they punished me for putting it up. I was just talking about foreign policy. They said next time it'll be a 2 or 3 week ban on uploading. I'm currently banned from uploading for a week.
Wow.
And then the next one after that will result in the complete deletion and erasure of my channel.
Wow.
Okay, do you have everything on that channel backed up?
There's no way that I can stop that, probably, because I've got thousands of videos up. I have no idea which one they're going to target next.
Right. Somebody's snitching on you, right? There's somebody out there who's reporting your videos, and then somebody at YouTube is just, you know, pulling the plug.
Can you reproduce that channel elsewhere? That's the first question, if not, we need to defend those assets by downloading them.
Did you do, the better way to ask that question is, when you went on Library, Dave, did you choose the import option for YouTube where Library makes it super easy?
Does that do everything, though?
It goes the whole history of a channel.
Oh.
Yeah, it imports every single video.
Yeah, well, I did as much as I could. It's been preserved back to about 2015, and we also preserved the years 2008 through 2010.
When you say we did, do you mean, who's we?
Well, basically, Metacafe and I had these stuff
backed up. Okay, but my question is about Library. LBRY.com, it's for listeners
that
don't know.
I also did Library, but they only cover you back for 1,000 videos, so that takes me back to 12. The last 1,300 videos are covered.
Can you contact? I would reach out to the Library guys and say, "Hey, is there a way that you did? They won't do it."
If you get me a list of those URLs, I will at least download those and get them on a hard drive where they won't be lost.
Hey, Ridley, a question for you: have you contacted Jeremy directly? Because
Open up another account and ask him to take more.
Yeah, what was the response from Library?
Jeremy's working on it.
Oh, he's working on it. Okay, you made it sound like no. Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
So, well, that's great. Because Library is a great little system.
I'm not saying that they'll know how to fix the problem, but I think they're looking into it.
Well, they do know. I know how to
increase
the
integer.
The problem, yeah, which is have somebody else upload the next 1,000 and have somebody else
it doesn't
upload
work like that.
The next 1,000.
It doesn't work like that. It's like an automatic sync and there's no options.
Yeah, when you
make it work like that, you can write something that
that's I think what Jeremy's
downloads video from YouTube and uploads it. The software already exists.
Yeah.
Run it on a run the same software on a different server.
No, it's not software you run on your computer. It's their software.
They have a system
well,
that does it.
They've got the source to it, don't they? If they give me a copy,
right,
I can
but Jeremy
make
said
it
that
run.
They're working
really
on
just
it.
Said Jeremy working said that on. That's what they were working on.
Yeah,
so.
They're working on it. All right, so Dave, thanks for sharing the story here with us tonight. Hey, while you're on with us, Dave, what do you have to say to the critics who say that, oh, New Hampshire's a failure because all these COVID restrictions in New Hampshire, there's other states without the COVID restrictions. It's clearly been a failure to have thousands of libertarians moving to New Hampshire.
So Churchill once said that, you know, democracy was the worst form of government except for all the others in existence at the time. I think right now the Free Stater migration is the worst libertarian movement except for all the others.
Which is to say none.
Funny.
There are no others.
Yeah, it's a true statement, though. I mean,
well, I would say there are others. The freedom cells thing is something real.
There's
not a migration movement. That's
not
a migration.
It's not a migration.
Some of them are talking.
It's a different
that's
way.
That's just a way for people to connect within a state.
Yeah.
That's not bad. It's just not a migration.
Yeah, definitely
I
not.
Think it may well turn into a migration over time.
Well,
or
I know
a number
Derek
of migrations.
Derek Rose, who's one of the co-founders, is trying to get people to move to Mexico, but that's not going to work.
Well, that's going to be one migration. It's not one that I'm enthusiastic about.
It didn't work for the Anarcapulco people. That turned into an absolute mess.
I think this is a good opportunity to talk about.
I mean, did people just have personal disputes?
Of course.
There? Because that's going to happen everywhere.
So, and it fell apart.
There's no place you... Oh, is there no community there anymore? Or
nope.
Wow.
So I think one of the reasons I think we should talk about why, you know, New Hampshire was picked and, you know, what makes it a success and why it's even been possible at all.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate it.
Oh, one other thing. Am I still on?
Yeah.
One other thing. You know, there was this moment back in 2001 when the Free State Project was first formed and they had a little Yahoo group. And you can go back. I went back, you know, a few years ago. I went back and looked at these first few posts from the first 2 days while the Free State Project was under discussion. And it was obvious just from those first 50 or 60 posts that this whole thing was New Hampshire's race to lose. If there was going to be a place for people to go, it immediately rose to the top under discussion in New Hampshire. People immediately, instinctively thought about New Hampshire when they had this idea of moving to a small state for freedom.
Yeah. Well, it's not just a small state, and it's not just a depopulist state. It's a state where they think more like us than anybody else.
Yeah,
there's
definitely
a reason the state motto here is live free or die. And although they are getting put upon, I think that New Hampshire has the spirit to stand up and fight when the time comes.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And you can join us here as well on Free Talk Live at 603-283-6160.
Sounds and sounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Democrats tried one final time on New Year's Day to push through the bill passed in the House to increase stimulus payments from $600 to $2,000. Republicans blocked the vote. The Senate also voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, Trump calling the actions of Congress pathetic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls the 81-13 vote by the Senate the first veto override of Trump's presidency a serious responsibility.
It's our chance to recommit to research and development so that our 21st century military is equipped to outmatch any adversary. It's our chance to ensure we keep pace with competitors like Russia and China.
And getting set to kick off at this hour in the Sugar Bowl, it's number 2, Clemson, and number 3, Ohio State on ESPN with a shot to the national championship up for grabs. USA Radio News. The only woman on federal death row could be executed before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. A federal appeals court ruled today that a lower court judge was in error when he vacated Lisa Montgomery's execution date. She was set to die at the Federal Correctional Complex in Terre Haute, Indiana, in December before U.S. District Court Judge Randolph Moss delayed the execution after her attorneys contracted coronavirus. Montgomery was convicted of murdering 23-year-old Bobby Joe Stinnett in Missouri in 2004. Prosecutors say she used a rope to strangle the pregnant woman and then cut the baby from the womb with a kitchen knife and tried to pass the baby off as her own. President-elect Biden has said he opposes the death penalty. An Afghan journalist and human rights activist was shot and killed on Friday. They were shot by gunmen while driving their vehicle. This is the fifth journalist to be killed in Afghanistan since November. The organization Reporters Without Borders lists Afghanistan among the top 5 deadliest countries for journalists in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Although, from time to time, we will see what you're talking about in the chat room and address it on the air. Although, we'd love to have one of these critics actually call in and have a real conversation.
Absolutely.
Instead of just sitting there sniping in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I would love to hear from you. I'd especially like to hear what you got going on moving toward liberty in your state. You know, it would be certainly interesting if you can call up and tell me you've got, you know, do you have 100 people to party with on New Year's Eve? Do you have, you know, 100 people showing up at the governor's house? Mm. There's some states that do.
There are some states that have more than 100.
Beating us.
But the thing is, the thing is, a bunch of them are conservatives.
The guys that I want to be with,
that's
because they're conservatives.
Yeah,
they're not liberal. The libertarians.
The problem is that every state is a moving. It's not every state. It's every region in the world is moving away from freedom. And that's at the end of the day, you can't solve that problem overnight. You can only solve it by moving those who still believe in freedom to a region and changing that. And you can't, you know, right. it's not that there aren't some things that are better in I don't know Idaho or whatever, where I don't even know what states there are that are like more friendly to.
Well, actually, I think one of the guys is in Idaho in the chat room.
And the thing is, you could make the government completely disappear tomorrow,
yeah,
The Free State Project would still be necessary next year, or the Live Free or Die Project, which is my little, my fork of the Facebook project, or, you know, the Shire Society, which is...
You're saying that you would need the Freedom People to stick around.
Oh, well, we would need them to stick around, and we would need more to come here, because what's going to happen if and when the government falls is people are going to... each have a particular way in which they need to, in which they want to live, that meets their particular values. And whether of that is objectively right or wrong is completely irrelevant. They want to do it, they want to try it, and they will. So I need to let the people who want to be communists, and I need to let the people who want to be something other than I want to be, the white separatists and the black separatists and the followers of every set of ideas and persuasions are going to be out there in anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, my strategy is try to be where the biggest number, the biggest concentration of people that believe what I believe is, because that's where I'm going to be happiest and more comfortable. I don't want to be in conflict with the world all the time.
I'd rather be left alone.
I'm fighting now because I'm 50 years old and it's my last shot and it's not... And you know, it's not I'm not ready to make it a shooting war, so I have to fight them by activism.
Right. And so I get it when people are saying, oh, well, you know, New Hampshire hasn't been great when it comes to COVID restrictions, and that is obviously in your face, and it's anti-freedom, and, like, I get that those points. But while some of the conservatives are, you know, on the right side of the issue when it comes to mask mandates and things like that, they are going to be against us on a bunch of other things, like legalization of drugs and prostitution and, you know, gambling.
That's okay, because all you need to do... Okay, basically on issues in general, Democrats and Republicans are going to disagree, and they're going to mostly neutralize each other. So it only takes a small swing vote.
Right, which we have now in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, the problem
it's
is
not big enough if it gets to 20%,
right,
we will basically, if we can stay unified, we will be the most powerful political force, ironically enough,
we will
in
be.
The state.
It's a starting point, though, okay? Yeah. So it's something more than anyone anywhere else has, but it's still not enough to overturn something that exists. And unfortunately, the emergency order statutes exist, and that, you know, they've been in existence for probably decades here in New Hampshire, which, of course, illegally, arguably unconstitutionally,
remember,
gives the governor all these so-called powers.
We've been talking about how every state, every place in the world has been going in the opposite direction for 200
they all have these
more,
statutes.
Or more years, right?
All of them,
like, right. It's just because we happen to have a governor in power right now who is, you know, I don't know if I want to say pro-COVID or whatever you, however you want to phrase
it. He's a branch COVIDian.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that we don't have a lot of people in New Hampshire who are against what he is doing.
And the thing is, not having COVID restrictions would not be the best thing that could have happened to the Free State Project. The best thing that could happen to the Free State Project is they heap these restrictions upon us, and we stand up and say no. That is the real victory.
Yeah,
we need a Sununu to fight.
I might be looking at this as from a very optimistic perspective, but I think the COVID situation is, the crackdowns in other states has been one of the best thing that's happened to the migration movement.
We've had a lot more people moving here as a result.
I'm not for the crackdown, obviously, but, you know, to the extent that it's helped us, I'm gonna take what I can get.
Well, I mean, always as you move toward a revolution, the government will be getting worse and worse and driving more and more people into your arms, because, you know, it gets harder to harder to rule the more dissent you have to deal with. And that means you have to tax more. It means you have to take more shortcuts like police brutality. And it means you have to do a whole number of things that are going to make even the below average people angry.
One of the other criticisms here has been that, I brought up the fact that we have 30 state reps, and of course somebody then trots out, oh yeah, is one of them Amanda Bolden? Now, for listeners that don't know, that's a status, Free State Project participant, an early mover who moved here as a supposed anarchist. Then she became a true, it seems like very unfreedom-friendly Democrat. In fact, has even come out and attacked verbally her former libertarian friends. And so,
oh, my God. Somebody changed their mind? That must mean the whole philosophy is illegitimate.
Right?
Wow.
Right. So,
no, that's not actually how any of this works. The reality is people change their minds all the time.
They do.
People defect from every side to every other side, yep, as their thinking changes or they become attached to a different set of genitals.
Yeah, and that's a great point. So, we actually had a Democrat become a Libertarian, if you recall. Actually, I had two Republicans switch to the Libertarian Party and a Democrat from Keene switch state representatives.
We had three Democrats become Libertarians, if you count me.
I mean state representatives. Sitting state representatives four years ago, actually changed from Republican and Democrat to Libertarian. Now, none of them got reelected as libertarians, but libertarians. Mm-hmm. But that is an example of people changing from the other side and coming and joining the libertarians.
Some of those people were barely holding on though, so it wasn't
time for that though.
Mm-hmm.
If I had been them, I would have, and I was actually in office. The truth be told, I would have kept the R after my name, or I would have kept the D after my name, and instead tried to be a libertarian Democrat or a libertarian Republican.
No, I agree with you, nobody.
But at the same time, we need the Libertarian Party as well. We need to cover all three fronts.
What's interesting, though, too, is that people in New Hampshire, we got representation, but there's a lot of places where the same people get elected year after year after year, or election cycle after election cycle after election cycle, and new people never show their face. And so you end up with, I forget what you call that, but you end up with these people who aren't doing, they have absolutely no care about anything other than being reelected, and you don't have as much of that in New Hampshire. People come and they go frequently.
Were cast in New Hampshire for Donald for each side.
You can look that up if you want. State Secretary of State's Elections Division has all those details.
Yeah, actually, Daryl, he'd known that off the top.
Yeah, he would have. Wikipedia has that information as well. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. If you want to give us a call, you're welcome to.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything here. The number 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Oops, sorry, nobody. Try that again.
Nobody.
All right, thank you.
And Chris.
So 603-283-6160, we are addressing some of the critiques about the Free State Project or the New Hampshire Liberty Migration, which has been, I would say, a tremendous success. And I think it's an important point to point out. It has just barely begun. The Free State Project's goal was to reach 20,000 people who said that they would migrate to the same place. They ended up choosing New Hampshire in a popular vote, or in a Condorcet method vote or whatever. Anyway, it won the vote. And when 20,000 people said that they would move, they then started a five-year time window. Now, it took a long time to get to 20,000, and unfortunately, it should have been a lot faster, and there's some other ways it could have been done that would have been better, but we didn't live in that reality. So,
and the thing that illustrates is that we didn't know then what cryptocurrency taught us, mm-hmm. which is you can fork. Mm-hmm. If the movement isn't doing what you think it should be doing, that's okay. Let them do their thing. Fork your own way. Find more people who feel the way you feel. And you don't have to agree on everything. You know? Because I'll tell you what, I've got some serious disagreements with some members of the Free State Project, sure. but I'm a lot closer to them, even the ones I hate, and even the ones who hate me, than I am to your average Joe on the street. Because the bottom line is, they're going to tolerate me. They're not going to send men with clubs to go. I mean, if they want me messed up, they'll show up and try and do it themselves.
Most of them won't.
And most of them won't, yeah. because that's not how they do. They don't initiate force. So I don't care that they're different.
So, again, 603-283-6160. So the point was that the Free State Project, which was the project that brought a lot of movers here, a couple thousand, that they haven't even finished their time window yet for the move. That ends actually in February. The five-year window started February 2016. It is now January of 2021. So next month, the beginning of February, I believe it's February 6th, they will be celebrating the close of that five-year window. And we just this last year in 2020 saw a record number of people moving for the Free State Project, more so than any other year.
The more people who participate, the faster it'll grow too. So I think that's the other thing people forget. You know, and it's one of these things. It's one of these things where
success breeds success.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When you have increased number of people moving and participating because they didn't even know about the project, you know, until recently.
That's true. A lot of people didn't.
You will have more chatter, and you will have more people talking with other people who didn't know about the project, which means more people will grow. And it should grow more like exponentially than linearly.
Well, the thing that it's going to need to do, though, is it's not bringing one tribe to New Hampshire. It's bringing many tribes to New Hampshire, which are loosely aligned, okay, but able and willing to tolerate each other, and that's the important thing. And so the Free State Project needs to fork again and again.
Absolutely.
And if you think they're doing it wrong, and I think everybody who's watched them thinks they're doing it wrong in at least one respect, they're making like one mistake.
Sure, so it's not they're doing
it. To the extent that they're doing it wrong, you need to go in and do it right. Because there's a group of people that want exactly what the Free State Project is doing. But there's a lot of other groups of people that don't exactly agree with them that would still benefit from being here. And they need different sirens to draw them in.
I want to say it's not they're doing it wrong. It's we're doing it wrong, and we're solving that by forking.
Well, anybody who... I mean, there isn't a right or wrong way to do it.
They appeal
to a large audience. That's their job.
I came here as part of the Free State Project. I think most of us did.
Yeah,
however,
I did too.
However, when something doesn't work, you fork it. And when you fork it, you can succeed. And when you decentralize, it makes it harder to shut down. Mm-hmm. It makes the movement even more resilient. And that's what we're doing.
And you cooperate
when
you agree.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, even a state that was full of nothing but Amanda Boldens would be infinitely preferable to the one that we've got now.
I mean, she's gotten kind of toxic,
bad,
but compared to the status quo anywhere,
she's still probably better on a lot of
still
things.
A lot. Yeah. She would have been a lot less of a problem.
She helped
because
with,
her instincts were more or less libertarian.
Yeah, she did.
Even though she lost her intellectual way,
she did help with certain drug. Not decriminalization, but like
this was
changed majorly.
Yeah, she didn't completely reverse directions. She changed her mind on some important issues.
Well,
but she's still basically an anti-authoritarian. That's hard.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Have you heard some of the things she said post? Certainly doesn't sound even remotely like what she was
about your ex-colleagues. Is not the same. As a complete reversal, because the bottom line is it's like when people break up, they say mean things about each other for a while.
The problem it's not just about what she was saying about her ex friends. It was, how she ended up voting and what she was then advocating for. Very authoritarian, I thought.
Well,
but at least on some of the things.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Amanda Boldin is just one example of somebody who's fallen away from the ideas of liberty, and she's not the only person. There have been others, like Chris Cantwell. He went towards a more hard-right direction.
We're talking about a few people out of thousands.
Sorry, guys, you're both talking at the same time. We can't have that.
I would not want to live in a state that was full of nothing but Chris Cantwells. Amanda Boldin's I could probably tolerate.
Well, but you haven't been around her. I can tell you this. I tried to reach out to Amanda to get a comment from her about a story, and when she found out that it was me texting her, she completely ignored me. So she's trying to pander to these Democrats. She ended up marrying one of them.
She may just be mad at you.
I have no idea why that would be, but...
Neither.
But my point is, she didn't want to have a conversation. I mean, I never did anything but, you know, treat her kindly and gave her plenty of airtime on this show to talk about her charities that she did. So, I mean, not that that means she owes me anything, but, I mean, I never did anything that was, I would say, aggressive or mean towards her.
Maybe she heard something you said after she changed and it rubbed her the wrong way.
I did report on what she did.
It may have nothing to do with any of that. Yeah. People generalize, and when they feel like they're being attacked, sometimes they will aren't able to handle it, and they will go in a different direction because they think, well, you know, everybody hates me.
Well, she was probably mad because I did report on the fact that she was involved in a case with a guy who was a state representative named Kyle Tasker at the time. He was selling cannabis to some of the state reps and some other folks, and she got caught up in that, and she tried to kind of throw him under the bus as much as she could in that situation, and it was just an ugly...
Typical political.
It was kind of the beginning of the end for her, and you know, I didn't keep her name out of the report, and so maybe she was mad about that. But regardless, the point is that when you have a movement or a migration of a large number of people who are libertarians to the same place, not only is it going to be a disparate group of people that have different beliefs on different things, even though they're overall pro-freedom friendly, it's also going to be to the point where you're going to find some failures. If you have 1,000 or 2,000 people, 2,000 people migrate somewhere.
As a matter of fact, I would say that if you want to move 20,000 people who stay completely aligned with you, you'll move 100,000 other people in the process of doing
that. And filter
that
through them.
Because, any group of people that you move, 80% of them won't be there in 20 years.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah,
and some people come and some people go.
I think they bring energy and they're a pleasure to be around when they're here frequently. Yep. And if they leave after a while, that's okay. They graced us with their presence for a while.
Mm-hmm. I think this is some of the things that people should be looking at are how many people own property. And I think that because you can see based off the number of people, like just even in King, how many people own property. You've seen an increasing number of people buying property and settling down.
We have seen that.
Right. And I think it's something to look at because, you know, people talk about people coming and going all the time as if it's not like, we're not increasing in numbers or something. And it's like, well, yeah, but it's not.
If you get 100, if you get 1,000 people to move to any town for any reason, most of them won't stay there.
Yeah, people will come, people will go, people will move within the state, people will move out of state, people will die.
Right. And the thing is, once people have uprooted themselves once, they're going to be more open to moving again because they're not where they started out anymore, and so they're not comparing it to where they've always been. So, like, I love these other liberty migrations, and there are a few going on in the country, because once they've got people uprooted, if it doesn't work out, people will come here. If it doesn't work out,
and they almost certainly won't work out. None of them have, except for the Free State Project.
Well, nothing works out perfectly.
Well, most of them have completely broken up and absolutely failed. Like, Free State Wyoming's website isn't even online anymore. More coming up here at 3 Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of 2 continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.